The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
This is a story that was purposely made for me and indeed probably all of you as well. Do you often forget where you last put your keys or where you put your wallet? Well, the good news is it's not your fault. You're not losing your memory because, according to scientists, it's just how our brains work. Brendan Kelly is the Professor of Psychiatry at Trinity College Dublin. He's the author of Resilience, Lessons from Sir William Wilde on Life After COVID. Brendan, how are you?
Good evening. How are you, Jonathan?
I'm good. And we want to talk about how memories work, because I guarantee you now, if you were to follow me from the studio to the car park, you'll engage in what I refer to as the merry dance of trying to remember on what floor I parked the car. It may take 5 minutes. It may take 30 seconds. It may, and has on occasion, taken 10 minutes to work out on what floor the car was. And once I was in the wrong car park, and I always question my sanity at that point. But it's perfectly normal, you tell me.
It's perfectly normal. One of the key features about memory is that we forget stuff. We can't remember everything all the time. We prioritize, we change the shape of memories, we recollect things that never happened, and we forget things that did. It's a very complex emotional process. So you forgetting where you parked the car or even forgetting your car keys isn't a sign of anything much. It's a sign of your memory working and doing its complicated things and sometimes getting it slightly wrong.
You know, people worry, though, when they can't remember, as if that somehow is something wrong with them. Is that a natural reaction?
Yes, it absolutely is a natural reaction. It's very irritating when we forget our keys or do all kinds of things, even some quite emotional things like, you know, people sometimes leave a child in the backseat of the car and entirely forget about them. And one of the interesting techniques for memory to remember your child in the back of the car is what some people do is they leave their purse or their wallet in the back of the car so they'll remember that and then see the child and remember the child as well. So memory works in funny ways that don't make sense all the time.
Yeah, and how can we improve it? Like, I mean, the keys thing, like, technology has been introduced. You can put an Apple AirTag on your keys, but then you have to remember where your phone is to find where your keys are. So, I mean, it's technology can only do so much.
Yes, and Jonathan, we can only improve this so much because memory stores an enormous amount of stuff. It cannot all be readily available. There are some simple techniques, things we want to remember. We should simply repeat them more often. So, for example, if I wanted to remember your name, Jonathan, I would say it after every sentence, Jonathan, until it became quite strange, Jonathan, and eventually, Jonathan, it would be stuck into my brain, Jonathan.
Yeah, so I wouldn't take you seriously at all, but yeah, okay. See what you're doing there.
I think I have committed your name to memory, and perhaps your listeners, Jonathan, will also remember it more clearly, Jonathan.
Well, probably so. But Kira Kelly was writing about this actually just last week, and myself and Kira have discussed that we're both brutal at names. But there are people who are better at names. So how come their brain can process things better than mine and Kira's?
Well, some people's brains are geared for names. Mine simply isn't. So I have great difficulty with names and difficulty putting them with faces. But there are other techniques we can use more systematically. There's an excellent technique called the memory palace, where if you're trying to remember, say, a list of things, you would place them in your head, say, in a different house in your room. And as you try to remember them, you walk through the house again. And this is known as the method of loci or locations. And it's a really good way of remembering a list. You kind of link it to a memory or a visual picture you know very, very well, and you can remember a sequence of things as you imagine your way through a series of rooms in your home. So there are techniques we can use, but it will never be perfect, and that's not something to worry about.
I had a very weird thing. I studied law in college, completely wasted my degree, didn't do it at all, but that involved a lot of memorizing of essays. And how I memorized essays was, bizarrely, I would remember the first letter of every sentence. And so I'd write down the letters on the left-hand side of the page, and then I'd vomit out the words that would be flowed through. So is that just an example of that? That was technically me using my mind palace.
That's a very, very similar thing to using a mind palace. And it sounds like an astonishingly effective way of learning, seeing as you seem to have forgotten absolutely everything and not used it in your life. But that is not to be frowned upon, because remembering, in an evolutionary sense, remembering keeps us alive. But it's that forgetting that makes us human, that selective forgetting and then recollecting. Because, you know, each time we pluck a memory from the store in the past, we recreate it to fulfill our needs now. You know, we don't remember very faithfully, and we will reshape our memories of the past to meet our emotional needs in the present. So it's a complex process, memory, a very interesting one, and it's probably what sets us humans apart from so many other animals.
Right. I'll text you when I find the car a little bit later on. Brendan Kelly, Professor of Psychiatry at Trinity College Dublin. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.